When it comes to leadership, your number one responsibility is delegation. Why don't you do the show today? Welcome to The Daily Drive. I'm your host, Ken Knorr. You can find me on Twitter at Ken Knorr. That's K-E-N-K-N-O-R-R. Make sure you hit that favorite or subscribe. Thanks and enjoy the show. Welcome to The Daily Drop. I hope you guys are having a fantastic week. Today, we're going to talk about delegation. Delegation in its simplest form is assigning a task or a project to someone else. In a higher level, when you get good at it, it's assigning entire responsibilities to another person. I can't stress enough the importance of this in leadership. Whether you're an entrepreneur or you're a manager, a leader of any type, delegation is what makes you a great leader. In fact, you're not supposed to be a doer, you're supposed to be the leader. And the leader isn't somebody who's actually doing the work. An entrepreneur that cannot delegate will never grow his business past a small business where he is by himself. I work in the marketing space, and when I first began, I was the best at doing it. But if I still sat in every meeting with every one of my clients, I would never have grown. There's no way that I can meet with hundreds and hundreds of clients. I have to trust others to do this work. Yet I'm constantly surprised by the number of entrepreneurs I work with who cannot get this simple concept and want to sit in every meeting with every one of their clients. I'm not saying that it's an easy concept to learn. In fact, it's not. So I'll give you a simple example. Maybe you're the best trumpet player that there ever was, but they decide to promote you to the conductor of the orchestra. So now your job is to stand in front of the orchestra with this little stick and direct everyone as to what they're supposed to be doing. The problem is that if during a particular trumpet section solo, meaning that the entire section is playing a piece, and you can't set the stick down and go pick up a trumpet because you're the best one at playing a trumpet. That's no longer your job, because the entire orchestra is looking to the conductor to figure out what to do next, when to come back in on a particular measure. And if the stick is sitting there unattended, they look up and there's nobody there to lead them. Just because you're the best at doing one particular thing doesn't mean that you should be doing it, because your responsibility is to be the conductor. In the corporate world, we often choose our leaders, our managers, our directors, by choosing the person who does something the best. So let's just say that we have a company that makes widgets, and Bob is responsible on the manufacturing floor for putting together widgets, and he's the best guy we have at it. He's fast at it, he's accurate, he does widget manufacturing at its best. And naturally, because he's such a great employee and he does his job so well, we eventually consider him for a supervisor's role to be the supervisor or the floor manager, the manufacturing floor manager, for all the people that make widgets. The problem is that just because he's the best at making widgets doesn't mean that he's going to be a great supervisor of other people making widgets, because he's going to get caught up in wanting to make the widgets himself. It's the same for us as leaders. Many young entrepreneurs, when they start out, don't have practical experience in management. They haven't learned the art of delegation. This is an art that needs to be practiced. It takes a lot of patience. It takes a lot of, quite candidly, putting up with somebody who doesn't do it as well as you do. But if you're going to be a leader, that's your job. Your job is no longer to make widgets. Your job is to lead all of the widget makers. I shared this lesson with one of my great young vice presidents, and he went out and bought me a conductor's baton. I keep that conductor's baton on my bookshelf in my office to remind me that my job is always to be a conductor and not to go down and try to play the trumpet, even though I'm still the best. A great friend and mentor of mine, Brett Jones, I think summed it up best. He said, "My job is to start fires. Not to tend the fires, but to start the fires." Now, I look at that and I think to myself, I can go start fires. Others will tend them. I'm just going to go back and check up on them to make sure that they're still burning. We hope you enjoy today's episode of The Daily Drive. And hope you tune back again tomorrow for more to get your drive up from The Daily Drive. Thanks to our sponsors, That Company.
Why should you work with That Company as your private label or reseller partner instead of those other guys? Because we get results for your clients. That's why we're the private label provider of choice for some of the biggest names in the digital industry. You just don't know it.
If you like the show, and or if you have feedback, if you're using the Anchor app, please send us a voice message and we might play it on our next episode. Also, make sure to give us a favorite, subscribe, or share it with your friends. Thanks a lot and see you tomorrow.